Hello.
Hello, yeah, can I speak to Wayne?
Hi, this is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, this is David Morgan from Orbit Design Agency. How are you doing today?
Oh, yes. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. So, how's the day going?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Oh, that's great. So, actually, I'm Sam's manager. So, this is in regards to your website brief. I saw your message that you're having a hard time to fill out the questionnaire. So, this is why I give you a call personally.
Yes, I just had. I'm going to log in here on my computer quick.
Sure. You can do it now. So if you feel any kind of help, so I can help you with
Okay, now on this website requirements workbook. Okay, I won't use that right now. I'm sorry.
Sure, no worries. I'm here.
Seems to have misplaced
So, for
that
how
piece
long
of
you're in
paper.
business for?
Oh, actually, I tried a couple times, to sell online, and I did sell some things, but I wasn't really making any money, So I thought I would try a different approach.
Sure, definitely. Nowadays, just because of COVID, people are just moving their businesses to the online to getting to generating more revenue. This is a good choice, by the way.
Thank you. I'm glad I found you guys. For some reason, I cannot find. Did you get the email with those logos I sent?
I just got your message today where you just mentioned, please let me know you received two files and that you can open them, but there is no files attached.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you say so, I can send you the files again so you can just download it and fill out the questionnaire.
I have them, and I already filled them out.
Okay.
That's why I sent the email, because I wasn't sure. I mean, I
Like
had that problem before.
if you can pull
I
up the
tried.
teamwork, if you can pull up the teamwork and just drag and drop the documents and just send me a message so I get it.
Okay, I'm signing in on my computer now.
Sure. By the way, what is the name of your business?
PrettySnooty.com.
PrettySnooty.com, right? Oh,
PrettySnooty.com.
PrettySnooty.com. I got it. I think you already had an existing website as well.
I'm sorry?
You already had an existing website for your business before, right?
Not the PrettySnooty.com. No, I tried with the Shopify, but it didn't work out. I just didn't have everything figured out, and I just made some mistakes, with Shopify and Shopify and trying to get everything coordinated.
Yeah, like nowadays people are just moving their website, moving their businesses to the WordPress platform because this is easy to manage in the future. Like let's say once we are done with your work, then we will be providing you with the complete access so you have the complete credentials of your website backend, and we are here to help you out to make the changes to your own. So it means that in the future you would like to add more products, you would like to change anything so you have the access, you can do it to your own. Yeah. So everything is very sleek and simple.
Okay, now, I filled these forms out that he sent me. And let me see what I'm what am I trying to do here. Sam sent
Sam
me these.
Jones.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Sam Jones. That email would be application@eu.teamwork.com.
No. Sam Jones emails us sam.jones@therateorbitdesignagency.com, and you're seeing the application. It's just basically attached with the Teamwork. Teamwork is our portal where we are having a conversation, sending their documents, the
updates. That's where I sent all the documents to.
You can do it this way. You can just go to the Teamwork and log into your account, and then you can see the messages there, and you can just send it back to me.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Or if you're having a hard time to send me the files, so we can do it this way, I can send you my email address, so you can send me directly to my email.
Let me try what you initially said.
Sure.
I have to find that.
Sure.
Quicker.
Like if you're
I apologize.
Using the, if you're using the Teamwork, so or every conversation will remain same on the same page. So in the future, we would like to see something, so we can just check our Teamwork conversation and everything is there for us.
So you just go straight to the Teamwork Orbit Teamwork.
Yeah.
And everything's right there.
Yeah. Like
so
the way
who received the documents I sent to application@eu.teamwork.com? Who ended up getting that?
No one for now, because it's not attached.
Oh, so that's
yeah.
just like a dead email link.
Yeah, just like a bounce back you're receiving.
Yeah, I didn't get a bounce back, so I figured it was working.
So could you please confirm me, like you mentioned, the same message which I am reading right now, please let me know you received two files and that you can open them.
Okay, Neil, let me see who I sent that to.
Sure.
Okay, let me see here. I have to get into my sent items. Did you even receive? Okay, I know you didn't receive. Now, let me ask you a question. I'm in my email right now, my email application, and I'm actually in sent items. And the one item I sent was the application@eu.teamwork.com. I wonder if I can forward that to you, or if it that email went nowhere, apparently, right?
So just to make it easy for you.
What is your email?
Yeah, let me just send you my email address, so you can just forward me that document.
Do you have my text message or email?
Let me text you first with my personal number.
You have my number, right? 724-936-4290. Okay, thank you.
I'm sending you text with my number. Send you an email so you can just forward me your files to my email, okay? By the way, how's everything going? How's life going?
Oh, good. It started to. Okay, I got it here. Let's see.
Yep, I just texted you.
Okay, it just says hi, Wayne.
Yeah. Now I'm just sending you my email address because I'm Sam's manager. My name is David Morgan. I'm sending you my email.
Okay.
I'm just sending you my email address, and I hope you received it.
On the tech side, correct?
Sure.
Yes, I just did David.Morgan at OrbitsDesignAgency.com. Yeah, let me just try to forward this quick. Do I have to use the capital D or not?
No. Like on emails, we can use the D in uppercase or lowercase. It doesn't care.
Okay.
I'm on call. Like, you can just forward me right now so I can help you with this.
Okay, I'm just going to see if I can forward this.
Sure.
Okay, actually what I forwarded the logos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these logos came from a Google search, and it was just, it's not anything that's like etched in stone. They can be changed, modified,
sure,
whatever. I just wanted
I just got your email.
Oh, so it actually did go through. Did the pictures, can you open the pictures?
Yep, I can.
Okay, let me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me forward.
Ouch.
Okay. See if I have this correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to send you.
So, what kind of products
emails
you're basically selling?
Let me send you this email, and possibly that will help. Women's clothing,
mm-hmm,
and women's fashion,
mm-hmm,
and okay, this is not working. Let me try this singular.
Sure. And I think you're using other platform to get the products from there, right? Like you're basically using the
products. Yes, it would be a drop ship company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kakaklo.com. KAKACLO.com.
Okay.
Okay, now here, I'm sending this file to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say B logo questionnaire. It's a DOCX file.
Sure.
And I had to download a DOCX from Google Play,
mm-hmm,
in order to open it.
Mm-hmm.
My phone wouldn't open it. But once I downloaded that,
mm-hmm,
now I'm going to also send this website questionnaire.
Sure. I just got your document.
Did you reach?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there are a few areas on that document for, I believe it's the application, the document website questionnaire. I have to look. I had a couple questions regarding, like, the address. Okay, now I sent those. I'm not sure if this last one went through, but I just sent it.
Mm-hmm. I just got your website questionnaire as well.
Okay, so the pictures for the logo went through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The questionnaire,
mm-hmm,
it looks like it accidentally, did it send it twice? I'm sorry.
No. I just got it once.
Did you get the document B logo questionnaire?
Yep, I got the logo questionnaire as well, along with the website.
And along with those four pictures of
those. Yep, for the logos. Yeah.
Good. Yes. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay, so you can just give me a quick second so I can just look at your questionnaire, and if I feel any kind of questions, so I can just ask you. So according to that, we will be moving forward and create the designs for you.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. And by the way, I have one question. Like, as you mentioned in the Christian one, that you're basically selling only the women's fashion. Why don't you, like, go for more? Like, you're already getting so why don't you, like, go for multiple merchandise?
Well, I've been doing a lot of research, mm-hmm. and I found out that through, like, Google searches, Yandex searches, mm-hmm. and reading through some Shopify literature, mm-hmm. and some Spocket literature and drop shipping literature in general, you can have a successful website, mm-hmm. From what I understand, mm-hmm. a person's website sales can be higher if they use their website just specifically for like one niche. Or niche. I don't know how to pronounce that. Niche.
If I can suggest you, like, if I'm the one who is, like, creating the website for my business just for only one type of product, just for one kind of product, so I don't think it's more suitable instead of going with multiple types of things, multiple types of merchandise. Let's say if I'm the customer, I'm on your website, and I'm the man, I'm the boy, okay? So if I'm on your website and I'm not just reviewing only the woman's dress. If I feel like I should have a look on the men's as well, the bags as well, the other accessories as well, like the drop shipping account which you send me, it's the kakaklo.com, and I'm seeing that there is only the woman's dress, right?
Well, they have men's and children's clothing also.
Like, if you say, so I can suggest you one more dropshipping account where you can get thousands of products along with the different types of categories as well.
And who is that one?
The one is the CJ Drop. I hope you heard the name before.
CJ?
Yeah.
I actually had that on a website that I had one time.
Mm-hmm. So how was your
experience? That was years ago. Well, that was a website that somebody built for me.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased it, and it was one of those websites where they have, like, let me see here if I still have that. They would have items listed from one more niche,
mm-hmm.
Cash Burners,
mm-hmm.
Commission Junction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand CommissionJunctionCJ.com is a lot different now than it was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
it's
like
a lot better.
If you can review the CJ, so you can see that there are multiple types of categories which you can avail to sell on your website. And as you know that, the number of products you're having on your website, on your website.
CJ.com?
Yeah.
CJ.com? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me look at that.
Sure. Like Ellie said, the number of products, the number of categories you have on your website, so number of revenue.
You mean not JCPenney. Not JCPenney. JC.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
CJ.
Okay, not JC Penney.
No, let me send you the link. Let me send you the link on email.
I think I have it here. CJ.com.
Yeah, CJ.
Dare to think big. DJ Dropship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can send me the link. That's fine. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
And yeah, I understand. Are they reliable?
Yeah, they are. And the best part is that they are the one who is basically taking care of all the shipping concerns as well.
And what is their monthly fee?
Let me just send you the link first of all, so you can just review the
product,
and then we can talk further.
Because the Kaka, this Kaka Clo, they don't charge a fee at all. No monthly fee, no annual fee.
But they are charging a fee to, like, getting a percentage on every sale, right?
Yeah, they're taking money from the sale of the product.
Yeah, this is the thing. And they're not taking the sales, they're not taking anything from you on the sales. let me just send you the link so you can just review the products. And according to that,
sure.
I'll guide you accordingly. And I would recommend you to go with this one instead of the Kaka.
Now, did you look at the Kaka by any chance?
Yeah, I am in front of that. This is why I recommend
you
to go
okay.
with the CJ. This is why I said I am just reviewing the products, which is on Kaka. And I feel like your type of business, because you're already doing this before, so I would recommend you to go with multiple types of products. So whoever
okay.
visits your website, so at least they can purchase something from you before leaving your website.
Okay. Yeah, I was under the impression from reading about all this that you don't want multiple items on a website. Like, let's say somebody's selling women's shoes, and then they have makeup, and then they have pots and pans, then they have car parts, and then they have tools. And from what I read, it was like too overwhelming for the visitor.
No,
like just too much.
What we can do, like on the top of your website, we can create a separate category for each product. Let's say if I am willing to purchase the t-shirts or women's clothing, so on top we have a section with the name of women's clothing, men's clothing, or other accessories, whatever. So if someone is in need of any particular item, so they can just simply click on it, and it takes the person to the separate page of that.
So I could still, let's say I go with CJ.com,
mm-hmm.
I could still have another company on there also, correct? Like Kaka Klo. I could have Kaka Klo
yeah,
and
like
CJ.
Yeah, like you can use both of them as well if you need it.
Or even three,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Then I can, and they can be added like at any time, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And how, like I am here to help you out. How do you basically going to produce your products in front of the people? Like, let's say I will
right.
guide you how you basically going to import your products, which is going to provide you more business and sales as well. Because if you can upload all the products as one, so I feel like it seems so far.
Right. Yes. I see what you're saying.
So we can just go with
now,
a couple of products, and once it sells, then we can go for more. So it goes for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now keep in mind that the logo I sent you, those four logos,
mm-hmm.
that was just something I went to Google to look at. It's just something that was just kind of caught my eye kind of thing.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it's not necessarily something I have to use. It was just kind of an idea kind of thing.
So
if you have something different, if you have something
different. Yeah, let me just have my designer create the one logo according to your instructions and one logo according to their own capacity, according to their own, we can say.
Right. Well, I mean, you guys can use your idea as well. I mean, because two
yeah.
heads are better than one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, let me just send you the document so you can have a look. Just give me a quick second. Let me just send you an email. Just give me a quick second.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, the Kaka Klo, I'm on there now.
Yeah, like if you can compare the Kaka with the CJ, so you can see the difference between the products, types of products there as well.
Now, I'll just sign up for an account for CJ under this customer care
mm-hmm.
at prettysnooty.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I can get everything figured out. Now I'm on Kaka Klo again, and the way that website is laid out,
mm-hmm.
that kind of is, in my mind,
mm-hmm.
similar to
mm-hmm.
The email I received
mm-hmm.
from one of your technicians. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sales representative, I believe, sent me this. Mm-hmm. He sent me, you guys built this website. It's called shopatanna.com.
Shopatanna.com. Like, it seems like it's your domain name.
Shop, S-H-O-P, mm-hmm. at A-T, Anna, A-N-N-A, Anna.com. Mm-hmm. I believe Orbit built that, from my understanding.
Like, are you talking
about... He sent
about
it to me to look at.
Oh, I got you. Let me just pull this up. Yeah, definitely, if he sent you, so definitely this is created by us. Let me just pull this up so I can have a clear idea which one you are talking about.
Yeah, it's shopatanna.com.
Okay, let me just pull this up.
And I was comparing that website. What the heck? I'm sorry. Thomas. Thomas sent me that. Thomas
sure,
Moore.
Sure.
Orbit, yeah.
Yep.
And he sent me that website just to look at. Because that's one that they built.
Yeah, definitely.
Built, somebody.
Once a customer is signing up with us, so we can show our results. We can show our design just to.
Now, right, that website I really like.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually kind of the website I had in mind. I just mm-hmm. like the way it looks, all the way the tables are laid out. And then if I go from shopatanna.com. Back mm-hmm. to Kaka Clothes website. Mm-hmm. Their website, I like their website also. It looks very nice. I like the way they laid it out. I like the way the pictures are located in the tables. Mm-hmm. The tables on the left and the right and the center. And mm-hmm. now that shop at Anna looks more of a cascading style sheet.
Like the
more
way
of a,
are you in front of shopatanna.com?
Yes.
And you can see the top bars of this website. You can see that how the products categories is placed there. Like we clearly mentioned clothing. We clearly mentioned the shoes. Let's say if you need to purchase clothing, so you can just simply click on the clothing. So once you do take your cursor to clothing, so you can see there are multiple of categories with the coats, dresses, jackets, jeans, jumpsuits. And whenever you click on any one of them, it takes you to the separate category of that particular product.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. And how it's played, so it's so easy to manage.
Do you know who shopatanna.com, do you know who they use for their drop shipping supply?
Let me just look into this because
I like a lot of the products on that site. Nice.
Yeah, definitely. If you like these products, so I can look into this and have contact this client to let me know, like, which dropshipping account they are using, or hopefully he is using their own products.
Yeah, a lot of them do, right, correct.
Yeah. So, like, you have another option as well, like, if you can go for a customizing your T-shirts, customizing your shorts, customizing your sweatshirts. So the all products which you would like to sell with the help of dropshipping, you can launch your own brand as well instead of using the drop shipping.
I was hoping to do that at a later time once the website actually is making income.
Yeah, this is something which we can do later on because as soon as you're getting the funds with this website, so definitely you can go for more products to generate your more revenue.
Because I want to actually get like another website later. For other products like maybe tools, maybe car parts, maybe like vanity products, you know, like people use vanity products in their bathroom, you know, toothbrushes and things like that. And then eventually, you know, I just want to keep getting websites. I mean, I don't care how many I end up with, 10, 20, 30, I don't care. Yeah. I just want to just keep building sites, you know.
No, we can, like you are with me for now, so we can use the same websites for all the products. We can manage it, how we can place the products, but you don't need to, like, create other websites for all the products. We can manage one website for all of the products.
Oh, okay.
So we can say your website is, could be the one-stop shop.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm on CJ right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually.
Can you go to bags and shoes?
What's it called?
Bags and shoes.
Bags and shoes.
Yeah, because I saw Kaka. There is no bags and shoes there, so this is why I want you to review the bags and shoes. So we can create
a section
for the bags and shoes. And you can see that there are multiple different types of designs for the T-shirt, or multiple types of design for the shoes. And I really like those designs.
Okay. Now, yeah, I see that. Very nice. How do the prices get marked up? Like, let's say it's $14 for a pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
wholesale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is my retail profit
marked up automatically?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Does that include shipping or does it not?
Yeah. If the actual cost of the product, let's say you're in front of the one shoes, which actual cost is $16.34, you can use the same product on your website according to your prices. Like if you want to use this product on multiply by 2, 3, 4. So whenever someone purchases this product, so the actual cost of that product is $16.34. So on top, the price which you said, that is all yours. So it means that on every sale, you're getting the profit. And the best part is that you don't need to like worry about the shipping process. They are the one who is basically taking care of all the shipping for you as well.
And is the markup, profit markup, automatically done, or is that a manual insert?
As for you, if you say yes, like, I want to go for multiply by 2, multiply by 3, multiply by 4, so it's all up to you. And I would suggest you to at least, just to initiate it, just to go with, like, around multiply by 3 or 4. So at least you can just build your customer to be on your website. So once they feel like this website is legit, we need to go for more products from there, then we can go for more sales revenue for you.
So just times it by 2 to start out with.
I would suggest you to go for 3. So at least you can get
3.
Something so you can invest for more products later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once a person purchases a pair of shoes
mm-hmm.
for $16.34
mm-hmm.
and the order goes in automatically, the order gets shipped out automatically. Does the payment go directly to me, then I pay CJ, or does CJ get that and pay me?
Yeah. No. You will get the payment directly into your account. Then you can pay to CJ, then the order will be shipped directly to the customer doorstep.
So they pay, the customer pays my account, then I pay that CJ.
Yeah, because you are the only one who knows the actual cost of that product.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all up to you how many profits you would like to get from each sale of yours.
Okay. And then do they make a profit off each product, or do they charge me a monthly fee?
No, they basically not charging you on a monthly basis or yearly basis. They are just giving the subscription for the one-time fee for the lifetime. There is no monthly or no yearly charges. They are just providing the subscription for the one-time and lifetime fee. There is no monthly or yearly. There is no.
So once you sign up, you sign up for a lifetime fee, and then that's it.
Yeah, and the old products is yours, and then it's all up to you. Like if you're using the only bags for now, and in the future you would like to add some more products, there is no additional fee for it because you're already getting the subscription from them, and we are the one who is basically all the things taking care for you and gonna integrating all the things for you there.
What's their annual? What is their lifetime fee?
Oh, let me just see. Let me just see what's the last-hand paper. Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, so Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've just checked the pricing for the lifetime. They're charging around is $13.99. But as we are affiliated with them, we are working with them like for a couple of years. So just because of us, we will be giving you this in just $11.99 for the lifetime. So you will be getting a
straight
$11.99 for the lifetime. And the old products is yours.
$1,199.
Yeah, for the lifetime. There is no monthly or no yearly charges to getting all products from there. And as well as, it's included the shipping cost as well because shipping is providing by them.
So the shipping is paid as well.
Yeah, there is no shipping charges.
Is it spot? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying that that Kaka Klo, they have no shoes, no purses?
Mm-hmm. Because on, CJ, you have multiple types of choices. And in the future, you can add more as well. Like if you can review the CJ, so you can see that there are a lot of categories instead of toys, kids, babies, men's clothes, except consumer electronics. We have phone accessories as well. So it means there are a lot of products that you can sell.
You say they do not have electronics?
They have.
CJ.
Yeah, CJ have a lot of things.
So, mm-hmm. with your experience,
mm-hmm.
website owners are selling more through CJ than anyone else, is what you're saying?
Like, as compared to the number of products, I can say yes. Because
as I said to you before,
the number of products you have on your website, the number of people you're getting, and number of sales revenue you're generating with this.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're, like, limited with your products, and if someone feels like, no, I don't like it, so you're losing your sale. And if you go with the CJ, so you have multiple of choices. So once someone reviewing your website, so before leaving it, they can purchase something at least from you. And Ellie said, I am here to help you out. How do you basically going to manage your products? How we can place your products? So it all depends on me. How I can suggest you to go with this product for now, because every product has their own, like, time as well. Like, if you can go for tracksuits, and I can suggest you to go for tracksuits on June or July, and so we can just manage it on monthly basis for it.
Who was it?
For the product.
Who did you say?
For the CJ.
I'm sorry, what was it called? Oh, CJ.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Thomas Mark mm-hmm. mentioned to me mm-hmm. when I was speaking with him,
mm-hmm.
he had mentioned using AliExpress.
Mm-hmm.
What is the story with AliExpress? Are they reliable, dependable?
Yeah, AliExpress and CJ is similar. Like, they are same. If you can review to CJ, if you can review all the experts, so you can find the same products there. But as I said, we are affiliated with CJ, so this is why I recommend people to go with the CJ. And you're definitely getting discounts for it, so this is more...
And they're honest. They're honest. Yeah. They don't do anything...
No, no. Like, as I said, I am here to set up everything for you to get all products from there to your website, so there is no way they can do anything with you.
Okay, and then it's $1,100 is what you're saying?
Yeah, this is for the one-time lifetime fee. There is no monthly charges to getting the products from there.
And it's, okay, just to understand that again, it's $1,100.
Yeah.
Okay, not $1,199, just $1,100.
No, like I said, I'm giving you the discount, so this is why it's $1,100.
$1,100.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just out of curiosity, I have to find this quick here on my computer. I just wanted to ask you if you ever heard of them. Give me a second here.
I have to see
if I can find it. I think it's called Inventory Source.
We can say this to the marketplace.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here on my...
Sure. You can take your time.
...laptop. I have it here somewhere in my documents.
Sure. And I think you pretty much, like, do research on these dropshipping.
Well, I've been messing around with this between, you know, my regular job.
Mm-hmm.
Over
so, Michael, what you do
probably,
for living? What you do for living?
I'm in management. And
so,
I tried a lot of different things. And I spent a lot of money. And most of everything I did, because I didn't have, like, the experience. I did take some classes in HTML back in, like, 2008, 2009, 2010. And I got into, like, HTML programming for websites and cascading stuff.
But now the platform.
But all that stuff's old history now already.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ancient.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been, even though I kind of was in between trying to figure, because I mean I'm 61 years old now.
Oh. Are you sure?
So.
Oh, are you 61?
So. I just turned 61 April 3rd. So
now
I
I'm here.
To...
Now I promise you here. Now I promise you here. Like, as you said, you're already struggling with a lot of, like, different businesses, and no business is yet successful. And I'm here. I'm saying, if you can go with my suggestions, so definitely in the future you will be generating revenue, and we will be doing more business in the future for sure. Because I'm in this business for, like, 5 to 6 years. And I have a lot of clients who are using the CJ and getting their profits from there. So this is why I suggest you, I take you to the CJ to get these products to your website instead of the Kaka.
Okay. I can still use Kaka on top of that if I want to.
Yeah,
right?
Like Ellis said, you can use multiple dropshipping accounts.
But if I look at Kaka and CJ, CJ has... a lot of the same stuff Kaka has, the designs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can understand. But if you can talk about...
I mean, the clothing. I'm sorry, the clothing.
Yeah, the clothing.
The clothing design.
You can use the clothing.
Right.
You can use the clothing from Kaka. And the other accessories, you can go with the CJ.
Well, I mean, CJ has clothing that looks like what's on Kaka, basically.
It seems like, but it's not the same to Kaka.
Yeah, not exactly the same, right?
Yeah. You can just select some of the products from Kaka, some of the products from CJ, and just merge them, and we can just upload them on your website, and we can just wait for the response to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess the questions that we should talk to you about here is this logo design client questionnaire, the one I filled out. The very first page asks for an address, and it asks for a phone number. Now, the address, if I use my, right now I'm in the process of, well, I'm moving, basically. And I'm actually staying in one of my rental properties right now. Well, I had an empty rental property, and I'm staying there right now because I'm actually building a house, and it's, you know, in the first stages, so it's going to be a while. So the address that I would use for this, the logo design client questionnaire, very first page at the top, it says company, and I typed in pretty snooty.
Like for the logo.
Then underneath that it says, underneath that it says address, and I typed, I have a question regarding an address I will discuss over the phone. Can you see that?
Yeah, wonderful.
What should I use for an address?
Like,
is that going to display on the logo?
No. It's for the business cards. Like, as soon as you approve the logo, then we are moving forward to design your business cards. So under the designs, we can business cards, we can put your address, we can put your email address. But for now, if you're, as you said, you're moving to somewhere else, so we can just wait for it, business cards. But for the logo, we don't
need to. So the business cards are physical? Are they physical business cards, or are they e-cards, e-business cards?
Like, for now, it's e-card, but once you approve it, then we will be providing you with the source files. Then you can print it and just use it for your business.
Okay, so then it's physical business cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, the phone number, is that actually going to be on the logo? Or
no,
that's for the business
card?
All
those on the business cards. Like, definitely,
okay,
if someone asks you, like, what you do, what is the name of your business, or do you have any identity for it, so you can just show that card to the people, which is maintained by with the name of Brady Snooty, with your number, with your address, with the website address as well, so they can just actually get your website with the help of that business card.
And then the contact on the right table where it says contact, and I typed have questions. That's just basically my name. That's just basically my name, correct?
Yeah.
And then the phone number underneath that, I typed have questions. That's basically just going to be my cell phone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. So we don't have to worry about that right now at all.
No. We are just creating a logo here and creating a website.
Okay, and it says end of this questionnaire let me see. Oh, no. That's fine. I see everything. Let me just look at this other one here. I printed these out. I'm old school. Everything's done electronically now.
No worries.
But
no
I printed it out anyway.
No worries about it.
Okay, now on that website requirement, workbook. Is there anything there I needed to explain? Number six, what payment method would you like to use? Check all that applies.
Yeah, like we can use PayPal, we can use authorize.net, we can use Stripe. It's all up to you. Which one do you prefer?
Whichever one. I guess people everybody probably has PayPal.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't, then I guess they could check out of their cart basically just with their credit card. Is that
Yeah, we can go for for multiple options for it. We can use both of them, like the PayPal and the debit and credit card.
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What down at number 12?
Mm-hmm.
What is the account's login? A customer goes to my website. I don't necessarily think that they should have to log in to purchase something.
No.
But if they want to log in and sign up for an account, they can, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that I don't need to worry about that, essentially, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then number 12 would be the the request for information form.
Mm-hmm.
I put Y for yes. That's nobody's going to want to really mess with that, right?
Yeah. But we can put your terms and condition and privacy policies of your business. So if someone is in need of exchange or something, so they have a policy there, so they can just read it.
I don't even know how to do that. Honestly. Yeah, I was in management, but I wasn't in this type of management.
Oh, okay. No, but I'm in, so don't need to worry.
Okay. Now, the number 13, any API required?
Mm-hmm.
That's just for you to use my GoDaddy account so you can get in and repoint my name over to the other server, right?
Yeah.
You have to forward that domain. That's basically all you need.
Getting the domain from GoDaddy so you can just provide me with the login credentials, then we can go in and get the access from there and connect your domain name with it.
Okay, so I guess that's everything that I had on my mind, which I figured it didn't really matter anyway.
Yeah.
I just had to ask to make sure I wasn't missing something mattered. But
you can ask me anything, anytime. You have my personal number as well now.
Yeah, let me check that quick here.
Sure, you can just save my number.
So, you know what? Can you send that to my text? Wait, let me check here.
Mm-hmm.
It's 408-514-1712.
Yeah.
David? Okay.
David
Thank
Morgan.
You.
I'm Sam's manager.
Thank you. And let me see. You said that when I was talking with Thomas Mark, that Orbit was going to draft up, some examples, and then I just look at them and make a decision. And do I have to make a decision on the CJ right now?
Yeah, like Ellie said, I'm giving you the discounted prices for it. You're saving
And how long is that good for?
It's just for today because we are getting the discounted coupons on every Thursday just to providing the more services to our people who is willing to. So this is why I got the discounted coupon, and this is why I said you are saving your $200 today.
So it's just straight up $1,100, nothing else, no hidden fees?
No. There is no hidden fees for it.
Okay. So once this is done, there's no more fees beyond this.
No.
Except for marketing, correct?
If you can talk about the marketing, so this is something which is totally different. But I think the number.
Yeah,
we can do this later on once we set up all the things. Once we get all the products on your website, once we're about to get your website live, then we can talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess let's go with this DJ thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And you have my card on file?
Yep, Yep, we have. Let me just have my Bolling to provide me with the card details of yours, and then we can go ahead and move forward with this for $1,100 and send you the paid invoice for it. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a quick second.
Oh,
this is
okay.
On call.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so are you there?
Yes.
So, yeah, Wayne, I've just checked. We have a card info. So with the taxes, the total would be $1,188, okay?
$1,188?
Yeah, with the sales taxes. Okay, let me just move forward with this and send you the invoice. Just a second and call with me.
Hello?
Okay, so Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I forwarded your request to Mambling to proceed further with the amount. As soon as the payment had been...
I'm sorry, my phone was cutting out. What was that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. I said I forwarded your request to Mambling to proceed further with the amount, and as soon as the payment has been processed, you will get the paid invoice. Okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying, is there anything else you would like to discuss with me?
Two things. Number one, the purchase yesterday for $1,499,
mm-hmm.
There were that fee for $1,499 for the website.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was a fee for $2.50. What's that?
You're looking for the invoice, right?
No, I have that. I'm just... Oh. No, actually, I don't have that. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, no worries.
It may have been sent to me, and I overlooked it. But the question I have...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
There was another fee on there for $2.50.
$2.50.
And then there was a... Yeah, then there was a duplicate for another $2.50, and I was curious what that was.
No, it's not about something which is curious. Basically, the process, the merchant, the amount which we charge in three transactions. The one amount is for, the actual amount of it, and $2.50 is the transaction fee, which is...
Oh, so they're supposed to be two...
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be $2.50, right?
Yeah, $2.50.
Two of those for $2. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I didn't know if my bank accidentally ran it through twice or something. I wasn't sure.
No worries.
No big deal. I was just
the payment is
just curious.
But
then
we charge you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said the payment is the same, which you agreed on, but the transaction which you're seeing that is in the 3 days. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I have another. I'm sorry, say that again. My phone's jumping around here.
No worries. You can ask me another question. I am listening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On this CJ drop shipping, I'm in the process of creating my account. And I'm on the page where I enter my email address and my password. It's asking me if I have an invitation code. Do you, since I'm joining through Orbit, do I have an invitation code?
No. Like, first of all, you can tell me that you are creating the account, that you're signing or registering yourself.
I'm creating an account with CJ Dropshipping right now on the website, on their website. And I'm on the page where you put your email address in and you put your password in, and then you hit the button that says, by clicking next, you agree to the user agreement and privacy policy. And then underneath that it says next, which it takes you to the next page. But before I do click next, underneath the confirm password, there's another field that says invitation code. Enter invitation code. Do you have an invitation code for me?
Like, I think you're creating your account in somewhere else. Like, because there are only two options to creating the account on CJ, is to sign in and then registering yourself. So if you can confirm me, like, you're in signing.
Yeah, I'm registering right now. I'm registering right now.
Let me just see. Just give me a quick second.
Yeah, I'm on the registration page.
Sure.
Okay, here's what it says in the browser. HTTPS.
Yeah.
CJDropshipping.com/register.html.
Sure. Just give me a quick second. I'm just opening the CJ's registering account so I can explain.
And then right underneath there where I'm registering, it's asking me if I have an invitation code, like if somebody invited me.
Yeah. Just give me a quick second.
All right. Sure.
Okay, so Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so the email which you use to create this account, so you must be receiving a code on your email.
No, I didn't sign up. I didn't register yet. I'm on the registration page. I already typed my email in. I already put my password in the required field. They're asking me for a password. Then they're asking me to confirm the password. And then underneath that, there's another table for an invitation code. And it says inside the box of the invitation code area where you type in, it says enter invitation code.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you have an invitation code.
So for now, you can just go to the
sign-in. You want me to send you a picture of this?
No. I can understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No worries. So I'm saying, can you please go to sign-in?
Well, I didn't register yet. I'm still in the process of registering.
Okay. Just give me a quick second. Okay, so are you on, like, registering page?
I'm sorry?
Are you on registering page?
I'm on the I can send you a picture of the screenshot.
Sure. Like, if you can see, at least, you can find out the Google symbol there. Like, if you can sign up with your Google account, so they don't need to, you don't need
well,
to.
Well, I don't have a, I don't have a Google account yet.
Like the Gmail
Wait
account?
A minute.
You don't have a Gmail account as
well? Well, I don't have a Gmail account set up under customer care at prettysnooty.com. I kind of wanted to keep the email the same as the website.
Mm-hmm. Sure, so let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Just leave it as it is for now. Let me just ask Sam to get this thing done for you.
Oh, it was just asking for an invitation code.
Since
I'm signing up, to use their dropship website through Orbit,
mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you guys have an invitation code for your customers. You know what I mean?
Like, we are basically using extensions to connecting the store to the website. So this is why I said, if you can just leave it as it is, so Sam can basically get this thing done for you with using their account and providing you with the access for it.
Okay, I'm just going to send this to you so you can look at it.
Sure.
I actually sent it to you through the text.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a hard time explaining things sometimes, so you have to bear with me.
Oh, I just got it. Let me just
This
see.
Is actually the registration page. I didn't register yet. I didn't hit next. I didn't hit the next button. But I entered my email, customercareprettysnooty.com. I entered a password. I confirmed the password. And underneath that, it says invitation code. And then you hit the next button. And then I guess I'll be registered after I hit next.
Yeah. Just give me a quick second. Let me just see the screenshot.
Okay. Thank you. Ending. Okay.
Basil Wayne, are you there?
Yes.
So I've just discussed with Sam. Sam is going to take care of this thing for you and going to create your account and providing you with the access for it, okay? To using the invitation code and providing you with the login credentials of your CJ account, okay?
Now, can I use customer care at prettysnooty.com?
Sure, sure. You will be getting
the email?
Yeah, you will be getting the code on your email then.
Now, I'm going to have, you're going to set the password, correct?
Yeah. Like, you can use it for now. Once we apply
I didn't register it yet, so you will supply a password.
Yeah.
That way you have access to it, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, you were saying, again, when you were explaining the transaction for the $1,100, when you were explaining that, my phone was crackling.
It was breaking up.
I missed some of the things that you had told me at the end. Do you remember exactly? Yeah, you just said something about I'll be getting a statement or a receipt, right? Okay, that's fine. I kind of heard part of it. I didn't hear all it.
No worries.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down in a valley here, so I'm pretty far away from the cell phone tower, and it's up on the other side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So my connection sometimes. I used to live in California. Long Beach, 1979.
1979. I wasn't born yet.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, it is. Alan, where are you now?
Excuse me?
Where are you now? Like, basically, where are you from?
So, I'm in western Pennsylvania.
Sorry?
You know where Pittsburgh is?
I cannot hear you properly.
Yeah, I know. I'm having problems here with my phone. You know where Pittsburgh is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to love football and play football as well. I know Ronaldo's from there, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were up in the mountains then.
Yeah.
Right, Ronaldo, right?
Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. Have you, follow football?
Yeah, that's a lot of mountain area there. Very hilly.
Did you?
I'm north of Pittsburgh, 50 miles.
Oh, so have you been met with Ronaldo before?
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
If I understand that correctly, yes, I have people that live up there.
Oh. So did you follow football? Did you go for following Ronaldo, following your country with the football matches?
Oh, no, we used to just play. We didn't play professionally.
Okay.
We just play. Yeah, we all just get together and play.
But you can just,
we don't do it anymore.
You can just appreciate your people.
Yeah, we're just too old and beat up now. Took too many hits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how are you spelling Ronaldo?
Cristiano Ronaldo. I not go for his whole spelling. I just used to say Ronaldo. And I love his body.
Oh, you're saying you lived in Christiana?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm very sorry. I apologize. It's just this phone. Everything's breaking in and out.
Yeah, it seems like we are having a bad connection right now.
I am very bad. I can't even get my map's not even working.
So is there anything I can help you with now?
Oh, yes. So now before I sign up for this CJ, I'm going to receive an email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through the Orbit Design Agency, right?
From CJ. Like, as I said, you don't need to, like, worry about the accounts as well. Sam is going to take care of all the things for you. Once we created your account, then we will be providing you with the access for it. So you don't need to worry about the account here.
No. Oh, don't even worry about it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wait until I get the email.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I got you.
No worries.
Okay. That's fine. And then once this payment goes, when did you say the payment's going through, the 1,100?
Yeah, like it's about to done. Let me just confirm with my billing, because I forwarded the request to my billing to proceed further with the amount. So as soon as the payment has been processed, you will be getting the paid invoice automatically.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Everything is in black
okay,
and white.
Okay, everything. Everything's fine. I know you're very busy. I'll let you go now. Thank you.
No, I'm not. Like, if you want me to have more work, so definitely we can.
Well, that's okay. I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
In
the future, if you need any kind of help, so you can just ask Sam to connect your call with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.
Have a nice day.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye.